Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted to have you with us today. We're heading into the Christmas season. In fact, we're in the Christmas season. And so as we do, we're listening to a marvelous teaching by Derek Prince called God's Disguises. Tell you more about that in just a minute. With me in the studio here is David Holland, one of the producers of our program, as well as a man of great depth and insight. David, it's always great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Good to be here. And unusual topic here today. I'm very excited about what Derek's going to bring us, because it's not a topic that I've really heard anyone else teach anywhere else.
And David is here not just only to help us process this truth, but also because, as you can tell, my voice is a little bit weak. I've been doing a lot of ministry and speaking, and so Dave's graciously agreed to come in here and to help kind of bolster things a little bit. Sometimes Derek Prince does a series that has a very unusual name, and this one's called God's Disguises. What's that about? It's about the way that God revealed himself as a child in a manger, as a shepherd, as a carpenter, etc. These are the ways that God reveals himself, and what a great thing for us to be meditating on right around the Christmas holidays.
It is very, very timely, and we want everyone to stay with us all the way through, because before we're finished, there's a special free resource related to Christmas that I want to make available and let everyone know how to receive. So stay with us. Good stuff ahead.
Let's get right to the teaching as Derek Prince teaches us about God's disguises.
The title I've chosen for my talks this week may surprise you: God's Disguises. Why should God ever want to use disguises? Surely he would be the last person to do such a thing. Well, the principle that God sometimes uses concealment is stated in various places in Scripture. Particularly, there's a thought-provoking verse in Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. So we see that it rests with God to conceal and with kings to search out. Now, kings stand in a certain way for the highest level of humanity. And so one of the highest achievements of humanity on its highest level is to search out what God has concealed. Perhaps you could say that that's what we'll be doing together in my talks this week. We'll be searching out some of the things that God has concealed. Well, why does God conceal things? Or more specifically, why does God use disguises? Why does he come to us in a form that has to be searched out? Let me say, first of all, that there are three things that God does not want to do when he comes to you and me. Number one, he does not want to overawe us with his power. He does not want us to receive him merely because he's all-powerful, and if we don't receive him, he could crush us in an instant, take away our breath, and end our life. That's not a motive that's pleasing to God for us to receive him. Secondly, God does not want to entice us with his blessings. God is able to bless us in every area of our lives. He's able to give us all we need and much more. He's able to heal us. He's able to provide us with financial abundance. He's able to solve all our problems. But he doesn't want us to receive him merely on the basis of what we get from him. He doesn't want to entice us with his blessings. Thirdly, God does not want to satisfy mere intellectual curiosity. For some people, life or the universe is like a jigsaw puzzle made up with many different pieces. And one of those pieces is labeled God. And some people just want to be able to put God in his right place in the puzzle. Well, God isn't really just a piece in the puzzle, see? And if we have that attitude towards him, he won't reveal himself to us. I've heard people say things like, if I can put God in a test tube, I'll believe in him. To me, that's ridiculous. Any God that can be put in a test tube isn't a God worth believing in. So let me just restate those three things that God does not want to do when he comes to us. He does not want to overawe us with his power. He does not want to entice us with his blessings. He does not want to satisfy mere intellectual curiosity. Well then, what does God want? I think we can put it this way. God wants that we desire God for himself. Apart from his power, or his blessings, or any other benefits. See, God doesn't look at us as we look at one another. God looks right down into the innermost depths of our hearts. There's a verse in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, that says this so clearly and vividly. The prophet Samuel had been sent to the house of Jesse to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the next king of Israel. And Jesse produced 7 fine, upstanding, handsome young men and presented them to Samuel and said, which is to be the king? Samuel was impressed by every one of them, but every time he was impressed by their outward appearance, God said, that isn't the one. So they'd run through all the sons that Jesse had presented, and still there wasn't a king. And Samuel said, isn't there anyone else? And Jesse said, rather reluctantly, there's one more, but he's out in the pastures looking after the sheep. Well, that 8th son, the one that they didn't bother much with, was David, the future king of Israel. And when he came in, the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. But this is what the Lord said to Samuel. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. That was of each of the previous sons. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So God doesn't look at our outward appearance. He looks at our heart. And at the same time, he doesn't want us to go merely by outward appearance or outward external things when we receive God. God wants us to receive him for himself. Without these tremendous attributes of power or riches or wisdom, somehow in his tremendous humility, God doesn't want to be wanted for things. He wants to be wanted for himself. And he arranges situations and circumstances in the lives of every one of us that sooner or later will put us to the test. Are we seeking God? Are we believing in God because of what we get? Or because of God himself?
Isn't it great news that God does not want to overawe us with his power? He does not want to entice us with his blessings. He does not want to satisfy mere intellectual curiosity. And so he finds a gentle, humanly relatable way to incarnate himself, to reveal himself, to display aspects of his personality. This is part of the glory of Christmas. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through his Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas, stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials. That message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift.
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm delighted to have you with us today as we're hearing a very unusual teaching from Derek Prince called God's Disguises. Why does God use what Derek calls disguises? Well, we've been learning about that. God reveals himself as a babe, or God reveals himself as a carpenter, because he wants to reach to us without just satisfying our idle intellectual curiosity or overawing us with his spiritual power. He wants to talk to us as his creatures. Let's listen.
This is what the Lord said to Samuel. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. That was of each of the previous sons. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So God doesn't look at our outward appearance. He looks at our heart. And at the same time, he doesn't want us to go merely by outward appearance or outward external things when we receive God. God wants us to receive him for himself, without these tremendous attributes of power or riches or wisdom. Somehow, in his tremendous humility, God doesn't want to be wanted for things. He wants to be wanted for himself. And he arranges situations and circumstances in the lives of every one of us that sooner or later will put us to the test. Are we seeking God? Are we believing in God because of what we get, or because of God himself? Now, what are the things that God looks for in our hearts? I'm going to give you a series of requirements. What then are the things that God does look for in our hearts? I'm going to read you three passages from the Old Testament, two from the book of Psalms, one from the prophet Isaiah. I believe these state very clearly and consistently what God really looks for. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. An alternative reading for crushed in spirit is contrite. Actually, by its root from the Latin, contrite means just that. Somebody who's been crushed, who's been rubbed down, who's kind of broken. I think we use the word broken in modern speech just in the same way. So God is looking for those who are broken, crushed. Isn't that strange? And then in Psalm 138, verse 6, though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. So God is looking for the lowly. It also says he knows the proud from afar. And if you ask my opinion, that's where he keeps them, afar off. Proud people really don't have access to God. And then in Isaiah 57, verse 15, there's a most beautiful verse that describes God's eternal glory and majesty. For this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever. Another translation says, he who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place. Isn't that awesome and impressive? But then it goes on to say, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. So though God is so high and majestic and inhabits eternity, and though that's his dwelling place, he has one other dwelling place of his choice. He says, I live also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. So what is God looking for? The contrite and the lowly. Those who are not proud, not arrogant, not self-confident, not self-reliant. Those in many cases who've passed through some kind of experience in life that has stripped them of self-confidence and arrogance and left them, in the true meaning of the word, broken. That's what God is looking for, the lowly, the contrite, the broken. Contrite means that we're genuinely sorry for wrongdoing. See, lots of people do wrong and then suffer unpleasant consequences, and they want to get out of the consequences, but they're not really sorry for the wrongdoing. Well, God doesn't really want to entertain those people. He wants to entertain the people who not merely want to get out of the consequences, but are sorry for the wrongdoing that brought them to those consequences. And so God comes to us in disguises. He comes to us in such a way that if we're not sensitive, and if we're not looking for what God is in his innermost nature, if we're just concerned with externals or our own selfish ends and purposes and desires, we'll miss him. That's why God comes to humanity in disguises. And it's so important that we learn to recognize those disguises. Otherwise, God may come to us and we may miss him.
The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the earth to strengthen the hearts of those who are fully committed to him. I love scriptures that says God is seeking things from us. He's seeking people who are a certain way. He seeks those who worship in spirit and truth. And the Bible makes it clear time and again that he seeks for those who are lowly in heart. He likes to be with those who are humble. I'll tell you what, like you, I'm so desperate for his presence. I want to walk in the kind of characteristics that God is seeking. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through his son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas, stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials. That message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come, so we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with us. Joining me in the studio today are two fine friends of mine. First of all, David Holland, one of the producers of our program and also a man who brings great perspective for us. Thanks for being here, Dave.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you.
And also Christopher Selby is here. He's the executive producer of our program and also Derek Prince's grandson, so he often brings wonderful stories and heritage to our program. Christopher, thanks for being here,
buddy. Thank you, Stephen.
You know, guys, I'm fascinated with this approach of Derek's in this teaching. First of all, because it's an unusual teaching for him. He's kind of been sneaky about the title a little bit, and he's sort of using some craft in the way he's styling this teaching. But the other thing is, it really does make me think about how God labors to reveal himself, not just in Jesus, but in all the various ways that God reveals himself in Scripture.
Well, there's something about it that strikes me as just being very precious and tender about the Lord in his desire to get closer to us, to see restored to himself what was lost in the fall. You know, he was able to walk with Adam and Eve in the garden, and then through the fall, the separation, you know, came. And then the whole plan of redemption is God trying to, you know, get back close to us again and having to disguise himself, as Derek points out, because seeing him in all of his glory would destroy us. So he disguises himself, and I think to Jesus after his resurrection, walking with the two men on the road to Emmaus, He was disguised to them. They were walking with the Lord. They were experiencing fellowship with him. But for a time, they really didn't know who they were walking with.
You know, I've got two children, and when they were growing up, like most fathers, I told them stories. And I had to figure out how to adjust the story for their level so they could really get the point and enjoy it. And of course, they would always climb up in my lap and say, tell us that story or tell us more about this other character that, you know, of course, I had made up, so it was a little hard to remember. But the bottom line is I was doing exactly what God does, adjusting the level of my storytelling so I can get my point across. And that's a very tender kind of thing. And Christopher, you have quite a history of drama and storytelling as part of your ministry, and this must be particularly relevant for you.
You know, I listen to this teaching from my grandfather, and what speaks to me is a lot about mankind, humankind, and our double nature in a way. I've heard it say that we judge others by their actions and we judge ourselves by our intentions. And I think that the surface is something God is trying to get us beyond, and that it's, you know, talking about being lowly and being contrite and being broken goes beyond what we are on the outside, but goes to our attitudes and our hearts on the inside.
Well, you know, Christopher, where Derek is taking all of us on this journey with this particular series is toward the Christmas event, the injection of God himself into human history in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. And our special free resource that we're making available to people all this week involves that Christmas story and the way your grandfather and grandmother's story tied into all of that, and your mom as well. Tell us a little bit about this free resource and what makes it unique.
It's called A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, and it's one of those stories that when you hear it, you think that this couldn't possibly be true. This didn't happen to anybody. This is, you know, a completely work of fiction, but it's not. It's an amazing the amazing events that transpired in Christmas of 1947 there in Israel with my grandparents and their eight daughters, including my mother. And it's one of those. It's almost to me like a little Indiana Jones story. The adventure and the danger and the intrigue and the what they faced was amazing. It was really amazing and a testament of God's goodness.
Well, and you mentioned 1947. As most of our listeners will know, 1948 was the year Israel was birthed as a nation in the midst of great conflict. A war broke out upon the declaration of Israel as a sovereign nation, and your grandfather and grandmother were there, witnesses to that, and the run-up to that, and all of the conflict, all of the drama, and in the midst of that, trying to have some semblance of a family Christmas.
Yes, and this is the Christmas, just a few months before the birth of the State of Israel. So, as you can imagine, the tensions were high. The situation was very dark.
Well, it's really an extraordinary story. It's very compelling, and we'd love to make that available to you this Christmas. It's yours, free for the asking. All you need to do is call, click, or write, and let us know you'd like to receive A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land. You can go online and get it at derekprince.org, and let us know you'd like to receive that. We would love to get that out to you. And while we're talking about Christmas, as we're heading toward the end of the year, we just want to give you a quick and gentle and friendly reminder that we're moving toward the end of the tax year as well, and a great way to render a little bit less to Caesar and a little bit more to the work of the Lord, particularly through Derek Prince Ministries, is to offer a gift of support. Fully tax deductible for most folks, and you can make that kind of gift online very conveniently, online as well at derekprince.org.
Guys, thanks so much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now listen, as we head into the Christmas season, we really want you to digest this teaching that Derek is giving us called God's Disguises. I think it's going to change your life. I think it's going to really help you see an aspect of God that perhaps you haven't seen before. So log on to our website at derekprince.org. You can listen to this as often as you want to. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as the legacy continues.
To request your copy of Derek's heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And take this opportunity to show your support of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free copy of
A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.